Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 Fit Talmud. Nedarim Lamed Zayin, Nedarim 37a, pagination is 73. We're going to be starting from the facing page though, so we're 5 lines up from the bottom on Lamed Vav Amud Beis 36b. The Gemara over here is making reference to a statement of the Mishnah that's actually on the previous page, Lamed Hey Amud Beis, that told us that if a person made a vow that he's not allowed to benefit from a certain person, that person is melamdo medrash, is allowed to teach him medrash, halachos va'agados, halacha and the agadic material, of a lo yilamdenu mikra, but he's not allowed to teach him text of chumash. And the question which the Gemara will explore is, what is the distinction between text of Chumash and other study? And the key over here is always going to be that something that you could get paid for, so if you give it free of charge, you're benefiting him, and since he made a vow not to benefit from you, that would be a violation. But if there's something which you couldn't charge, or you wouldn't typically charge, so then he's not benefiting financially by your teaching it to him, and therefore mitzvahs lav lehenes nitnu, and we're not going to forbid such teaching. So again, it all matters whether there was a financial benefit over here. So the Gemara asks, mikra maitaima lo yilamdenu. What is the reason that our Mishnah stated that you're not allowed to teach him text of Chumash? Mishum dikama hanilei, because you're causing him a benefit. You're teaching him something. If that's the case, midrash nami kama hanilei. So by medrash, halachas, and agados, you're also benefiting him because you taught him. So everything should be forbidden if that's the criteria. Amar Shmuel, Shmuel explained, b'makam shenotlum schar al hamikra, we're dealing with a place that they are getting paid when they teach text of Chumash, ve'einotlum schar al hamedrash, but they don't take money when they teach other areas of Torah, medrash, halacha, and agada. My piska, what is this all based on in terms of the psak? Hakamash malon, this is what we're being taught. Afilu b'makam shnot l'mschar, even if you take wages for teaching Torah, ala mikra shari l'mishkal, regarding text of Chumash, you would be allowed to take payment. Ala medrash lo shari l'mishkal, but on the drash, on the tradition, you would not be allowed to take payment. As we mentioned, based on whether you're allowed to take payment is going to result whether it's considered a benefit, so that a person who made a vow not to benefit from somebody else would still be allowed to have this interaction. If it's a financial benefit, he would not be allowed to have that interaction. Asks the Gemara, delving further into this, and we really need to understand, what does it mean, mikra, that you're allowed to get payment? And what is the reason that, in general, you're not allowed to get payment for teaching Torah? Maishna medrash delo, dechsev, ve'osi tziva Hashem bo'es ahi, lelamed eschem. And Hashem commanded me at that time to teach the Jewish people. Moshe is talking, and he's saying, I was commanded to teach. And Moshe also says, look, I have taught you chukim and mishpatim like Hashem commanded me. Ma'ani bechinam afatem nami bechinam, just like I taught you for free, Klal Yisrael, Jewish people, should also teach for free. So that's the reason, step one, that in general, you're not allowed to take payment for teaching Torah. Asks the Gemara, Mikra Nami Bechinam. So the text of Torah was also taught for free. Hashem didn't charge. Moshe didn't charge, and ongoing generations are not allowed to charge. Why are we making a distinction that Mikra text is allowed to have a financial component? And over here we have two answers. Rav Omar Schar Shimur, Rav says that the payment regarding Mikra text is the babysitting payment. Because typically the people who are learning Mikra, the original text, are children, and those children need child care. So even though you wouldn't pay for the Torah that's being taught, but you would be paying for the babysitting component, and therefore we would pay for the Mikra. That's Rav's approach. The Gemara continues and tells us, though, for Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Rabbi Yochanan says, Sechar Pisuk Taimim, that the payment for text is for teaching what we call the trup, the tune, the cantillation. Because, as the Mefarshim explain, according to Rabbi Yochanan at least, that cantillation, that tune, that tradition is not from Moshe, directly from Hashem. That was something that was developed by the scholars with a total awareness of where to put the intonation, based on the scholarship, certainly, but the actual decision to put which tune where was done by the scholars, and therefore it's not the same as just as Hashem taught free, and as just as Moshe taught free. So you have to teach free. This wasn't a... This nuance of the tune is not from Sinai, and therefore you would be able to charge for teaching the cantillation. Now, the big difference between Rav, who says that it's a babysitting issue, and Rabbi Yochanan, who says that fundamentally teaching text is different, is going to be what happens regarding an adult. If you were to teach the Haftorah to an adult, and essentially you're teaching the cantillation, you're not teaching the translation typically, although who knows, maybe we ought to know what it is that we're saying. But typically the focus is on the tune, and therefore that would be permitted on an adult, whereas if it's a babysitting payment, so by an adult, that would not be applicable. By the way, we could flip this as well, and even if we're teaching actual text, if it's a babysitting issue, so you're getting paid for babysitting by children, it doesn't matter what it is that you're teaching, really, if it's a child. But if it's an adult, so there is no babysitting payment, and that entire concept is irrelevant. Going back to our Mishnah, the Mishnah stated, Malamdo medrash halachos va'agados, you're allowed to teach this person who vowed not to benefit from you, medrash halacha and agada. This is very easy to understand according to Rabbi Yochanan's approach. Medrash halacha and agada is forbidden to be taught to somebody as an adult with payment, and therefore in the case of a vow, it's going to be permitted. Avalo yilamdenu mikra, but when you're dealing with an adult, you're not allowed to teach text, because by an adult, you would be allowed to accept payment, according to Rabbi Yochanan, because the text we're referring to is the cantillation, how to read the text with the cantillation, and that you would be allowed to accept payment for, and therefore that is going to be forbidden in the case of a person who made such a vow. Jumping all the way to practical halacha, in our time, since there's a concept of getting paid for teaching Torah because of schar batala, because of a person could have been doing a different job, he would have chosen a different profession if he wouldn't be getting paid for this, and we have to pay him a living salary for this, so then we end up paying for everything, and therefore in a case of such a vow, everything would be considered a benefit, again, in accordance with what's described in Yoredeya Resh Mem Vav, hey, that we do pay nowadays, so therefore everything's considered a benefit, and text cantillation certainly would be forbidden because people accept payment, but even Medrash, Halacha, and Agada would also be forbidden because it's a financial benefit and would be a violation of the vow. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.